or maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all.
Yes, yes, yes. Believe it or not, we are back. Somehow, it's been a while. It's been quite some time. Short in person here. You finally get to see this handsome face, along with my man, Handsome Shrek, there.
I finally get to see this face while I'm on the beach.
Yes, chilling on the beach.
I am going to get away.
I'm in the second take disputed, the STD palatial offices.
Oh man.
Did you get one of those $29 Southwest gift packages to go to your beach there?
No, they paid me.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
My
man. But here's the problem. As soon as I got on the island, everything was expensive as hell here.
Of course, naturally. Did you actually have any vacations or anything planned coming up that you had to cancel?
I mean, tentatively canceling two 30th birthday parties.
Ooh. Well, that ain't cool.
Or trips.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a trip to Jamaica in I think the first or second week of June. That we're still.
You ain't going on that.
Yeah. So luckily we're smart enough that we finally got the trip insurance for all of our trips now. We've been doing that for the last couple of years, and we have the cancel for any reason option. So everything should work out well for that. You know, fingers crossed that, you know, that extra fine print, and now all that's going on, we don't have any issues. But hopefully we can go ahead and cancel that and not have to get our money back and all that.
Crazy times, man.
It is wild times. And you know, I kind of sort of blame you because you were the catalyst for getting everyone sick that one time. So I think
it was a cautionary tale. I told everyone in that cautionary tale, look, this is what happens when you don't socially distance yourself.
Right. And that's a valid point. And our typical office where we typically broadcast from, it's only 6 foot big anyway, so we're typically putting 8 or 9 of us in there at one time. So definitely if we were still there, it'd be a problem.
This podcast would violate the gatherings of 10 or more.
Yes, it would. Now if we could just get 10 or more listeners, that'd be all great. Baby steps working on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So how are things going for you? How have you been? I haven't seen you, I guess, in damn near a month at this point.
I mean, luckily I did just trim this up because I would look like Castaway right now.
But yeah, that's what I got going on.
Wearing the same clothes every day.
It's a beautiful thing, yes.
And yes, I am washing them too.
Oh, you are? Wow. I mean, it's hit or miss with me. I may or may not get it in. Who knows?
I mean, I had to put the hat on because the hair is unruly right now.
Yeah, well, if you're going bald like me, you don't really have that issue. But what can I say? I can understand. I can understand your issues, your problems there. So, yeah. Yeah. I just got a big ass head with some, you know, that's going bald. As you can see it right in there. It's the whole thing. But it doesn't really matter because I ain't going anywhere. I'll pretty much roll out of bed, come downstairs, and then get to work. So I did change up my routine a bit. So typically, as you know, I get up at 5 to get my workout in, and then, you know, prepare to head into the office and fight that 695 traffic. But since I don't have to do that anymore, I've been getting a little bit of extra sleep. And then either doing the workout at lunchtime, or after I sign off for the day. So that's been a little bit different, but it's not bad. I like it, actually. So it's something to get used to, but at this point I'm used to it, and it's been working out quite well.
Nice, very nice. Yeah. I don't know, my schedule's so messed up. I don't even know what day it is.
It's, yeah,
the week is like a snake. You don't know where it starts and finishes.
Yeah. Yesterday, I thought for sure it was Thursday. So, you know, you get up and you put your little inspirational post out to everyone. And I'm like, hey, Thursday, make sure you get half your body weight in ounces. And then I got an immediate message back like, yeah, bro, it's Wednesday. What are you talking?
Dude, 30 more days of this, minimum.
Yeah, minimum. How about that? So it's quite interesting, everything that we have going on. The kids will be doing their schooling starting on Monday. So the little guy has a package that's going to be coming in the mail that he'll be doing. And then the big guy, you know, they already have their devices, so they're going to get instructions and all their schoolwork sent right to the devices. So I'm excited about that, and really glad that the school systems have decided to actually continue things and get things going for the kids, because they really need it. And so it's really good to see that happening.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I think this right here, if there's one, we'll call it
silver lining.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to call it a silver lining, because it's not really a major silver lining, but this is forcing people to accept the new technologies of the 21st century that, yes, were like, oh yeah, that's cool in theory, but right, you know, you can't really be productive with something like that,
right? A lot of things that we have now, a month ago it was, oh nope, we can't do that. That can't happen. There's no way we can get, you know, a whole office, a whole company, a whole organization to work remotely. And I'd be damned if it didn't happen in less than a week.
It happened in like 2 days.
Isn't it amazing how that happened? And not only that, but productive.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not like the production has fallen off at all. We're getting it done, and we're getting it done in trying times, in difficult times. We're all making it happen. We're all coming together to make this happen. I think, you know, God damn it, we should be commended for that. I'll pat myself on the back. I'm going to pat you on the back as well, Hansen Trek.
Thank you. Well, I try to avoid the news now. Minus is getting kind of updates of like experts talking,
right? But I did hear really need really.
Yeah, but I did hear one pretty dynamic quote that I like. I'll throw it out there.
Sure.
People are going to look back on this and they're going to say, "What did you do during the 2020 quarantine of the nation?" And it's going to be, well, we all kind of did nothing, but we did it together.
But we did it together. And that's what it's all about, coming together and making things happen. So, and even, I mean, if you look at this, we've been talking about how to get the podcast back together for a couple of days now. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, who knows, we couldn't get the entire crew together, but we definitely wanted to come together to let everyone know that we're still doing the podcast. We're still making this happen. We're still going to bring you some fantastic and funny content. So
still getting reception out here on the beach.
Yeah. Shit. I might need to join you next time. I mean, come on.
Well, stay 6 feet apart. All right.
Six feet apart. Yeah, I'll be on the other side of that tree right there. Watching those beautiful waves crash on the shore.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh man, I love it. All right. So again, let's try to get this and be, you know, for as long as we're going to be quarantined, let's try to bring, get together as much as we can to keep the podcast going. And we'll come up with some ideas and maybe have some guests in, which will be great. And then and then we'll go from there. So
in a little 10-minute segment, should we give them something a little fun too out of this?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Tiger King yet?
I haven't watched it yet. But I know. So perhaps, so right now we're into Ozarks and we're about halfway through this season 3. So we should be finished that here in the next couple of days. And then I'll get into that Tiger King so that we can definitely talk about it, because it's one of those things that's sweeping the nation right now. And everybody's talking about it, But the good thing about it is it's not, they're not talking about it in a spoilery way. So while everyone is still talking about it and I've been hearing about it, it hasn't been totally spoiled for me so that I can still enjoy it and still.
Even if I were to tell you the highlights of it right here, right now, there is zero chance that it's spoiled from you because no words can describe the ridiculousness and the absolute insanity. It doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem real. But I'll give you a little snippet, spoiler free. But right. One line was stated in like the second or third episode, and each of the people to be interviewed go, "What? What? What?" So they portray their shocked face of, "What did you just say? Wait, what's going on?"
Oh, nice, yeah, I'm gonna get to that soon. As soon as Ozarks is done, that's next on the list. We'll get that done. And again, you know, we got nothing but time, right? So we'll definitely be looking at all the Netflix shit over the next couple of weeks. So,
oh yeah,
really excited about that. You know,
I mean, hell, we can even talk about TB12 in Tampa Bay.
Oh my God, is that where you are? I know you're a TB fan. Is that where you are, really? Are you in Tampa on the beach? Be honest.
Well, look, I mean, there's a reason why I'm a TB fan. Me and my boy go way back. He actually flew me out here in his private jet. Everyone got COVID. Believe it or not, he's actually the highest risk in the NFL as a player. Right.
That makes sense. Now, when he flew you out on his private jet, how many exotic dancers, strippers, and Ben Affleck were there? I mean, be honest.
I didn't hear all this stuff. What is that, like a scandal going on with Ben Affleck? Is that why Robert Pattinson is now the Batman?
Pattinson. Now, well, you do remember when the whole Ben Affleck cheating scandal with his maid thing or whatever.
It's hard to keep track. Every celebrity has a scandal, and it's every one of them. It's like,
yeah. I mean, at some point, you and I are gonna have some sort of a scandal. But hey, it's us.
You're gonna catch me on a different podcast. I'll be like, what?
Son of a bitch. With a tiger? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's called Third Take, all right?
Oh, man, I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. We just wanted to come on and let you guys know that we are still holding this podcast. We're just trying to figure out all the ins and outs and how we can do this and come to you and bring some fantastic content. So, again, that's all we wanted to say. Again, don't forget that you can reach us via email, secondtakeD@gmail.com. You can also listen to us on Anchor, and you can actually call in and be a part of the podcast if you listen to us on Anchor and send in messages.
Yeah, right? like we go straight up, who wants to be a millionaire? Phone a friend, bring them in.
Now you're talking.
Oh, shit. You can find a way to make this thing a virtual second take disputed. Four questions or four answers and one question.
And one question. I love it. All right. So tell everybody good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, Handsome Shrek.
Good night, everyone.